Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit. And good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Prophet Patricia Williams. I'm glad that each and every one of you have chosen this opportunity to join me on this evening. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify you, God, because I recognize you as the God of all gods. I recognize you as a healer. I recognize you as Jehovah Jireh, our provider. I recognize you as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healeth thee. I recognize you as the God of all names, but most of all, the God of peace. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us in clothing our right mind. Father God, even as we decrease, God, we ask that you will increase even the more, oh God. Father God, move, heal, deliver, and set the captive free on today. God, we are open to learn more, God. We want more of you and less of us. And in these things we ask, in our darling son Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And I thank each and every one of you for tuning on today. I even ask that if you have a question or if you would like prayer or if you want to comment on the show, please call in at 319-527-6072. That's 319-527-6072. Also, if you would like to drop me a line, you can do it at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. That's faithisthekey47@gmail.com. And I will be happy to get your prayer requests, answer your questions, or whatever you need me to do, or if that you have a topic. So with that being said, also you can look at my website, patriciajwilliams.com, and you will see the many things that I have. You can patronize my online store as well. And you can also look at daily inspirations as well. So it's something that will enhance your spiritual level and your spiritual growth. Also, you are welcome to share the broadcast or to come on as well. Invite somebody on. And you are also welcome to look at the archives as well, because we have some things in the archives that really you may have forgot or you may have not seen it or whatever the case may be. You can always go back to the archives. So with that being said, I really want to talk about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, that is on the Jewish calendar. As you recall, before the new year came, or I think it was around about the new year, January the 4th, we were talking about the predicament, the promise, the prophets and the promise. The predicament, the prophecy, and the promise. And Apostle Leger was talking about this was the year of Rosh Hashanah, which is according to the Jewish calendar, 5781. This commemorates the creation of the world and marks the beginning of the days of awe and a 10-day period of introspection and repentance that culminates in the Yom Kippur holiday, also known as the Day of Atonement. These are high holy days in the Jewish religion and is celebrated on Monday, September the 6th, and Wednesday, September the 8th. Through the evening. It starts that evening of Monday, September the 6th, and ends that evening of Wednesday, September the 8th. This is a very important holiday according to the Jewish calendar. But as you recall, the man of God said that he wished he had time to explain it. I'm just coming in. How you doing, Apostle AJ?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Doing great, well, man of God, doing great, doing great. I was just recapping of Rosh Hashanah and what it is and how you said that you wish you had an hour to really explain it to the people, because when we was discussing it, it was some key points you was telling us that God said about the year and how we was entering into this year of Rosh Hashanah. And I just want you to just give the people what God has given you. I set this aside because right now I am really before God, and God had told me for to go back to that so the people can really know what, you know, he was about to do this year, and he don't want anybody to miss it. So the floor is yours, man of God.
Ooh, woman of God, I'm going to start by saying that a lot of people do not understand what God is saying in 2021. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they do not understand specifically what God is saying in 2021 is because a lot of people are natural, and they don't understand what the Holy Spirit is speaking. One thing I know for a fact, woman of God, is that spiritually, God is doing more for the people, and he's speaking more to the people spiritually than he's doing anything else. 2020, like we said last time, was extremely hard year. It was extremely hard year.
Yeah.
But for the saints, we, according to the Jewish calendar, and notice that a lot of things we deal with, both biblically, whether it be scripturally or spiritual, has a Jewish or has a Hebrew significance.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people who don't have a relationship with Yahweh God don't understand that, because they think that things that are Jewish and things that have Hebrew significance are actually meaningless. But what they fail to realize is the Bible says he was the king of the Jews.
Yes.
And everybody, and to look at it naturally, when we have a saying, especially in Southwest Louisiana, woman of God, when we turn around and we say, that if we dig deep enough, we all can. That's what we like to say. Same way with understanding the significance of how the Jews and the Gentiles cross over. He's the king of the Jews. But I want you to understand that before it was us Gentiles, it was prophesied our Savior was going to come. We already know who he's a descendant of, and we understand that he moved by Jewish customs and the Hebrew. So when we look at the Word of God and we understand this year, according to the Jewish calendar, and I said this, I think, last week, we according to the Jewish calendar, we have crossed over as of September inside of Jewish New Year, which is, and I called it, and I gave the name Rosh Hashanah. And the reason why the people of God do not understand Rosh Hashanah is because, woman of God, let's be honest, it's not being spoken to them, and it's not, you know, it's not being given to them properly, because a lot of people don't understand it. But on, to break it down gently, on Rosh Hashanah, Jews and all over the world celebrate God's creation of the world. And Rosh Hashanah normally is 2 days long, and it occurs in the month of September. Now, you might ask yourself, how long is Rosh Hashanah celebrated? And that's why a lot of people get it messed up, because Rosh Hashanah is longer than 2 days. And how I understand the significance of it being longer than 2 days is because when you dig into the numbers, 5781, it breaks it down month by month, and it breaks it down time period by time period, and shows us that according to 5781, our Rosh Hashanah in the church, our Rosh Hashanah in the supernatural, actually is a decade named the Decade of the Prophets. So we celebrate Rosh Hashanah right now as we crossed over into the Decade of the Prophets. So that is going to be our Rosh Hashanah. That's going to be our Christmas. That's going to be our overflow.
Yeah.
That's going to be our celebration. Yeah. That's going to be our healing, our deliverance in that period.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he said he took us, according to the numbers, Rosh Hashanah. He took us to the area of the prophets, the decade of the prophets. So not only he's taking us to the decade of the prophets, but he's saying them 2 days when Rosh Hashanah is, he said, I'm making it 10 years of Rosh Hashanah.
Wow. Wow. And man of God, why do you feel like so many people do not know about this?
You know, woman of God, and I hate to say it like this, people are, we need to go deeper than our own understanding.
Yes. Yes.
Open up my understanding more better. And I had to realize, I'm not trying to confuse anybody, you know, who is even religious, but what I will say is, I opened up my own understanding more extensively, and I realized that the specific Bible that I was learning from had so much missing. And the reason why it had so much missing was because I had to understand in how it was published. The King James Version is something we all rely on, okay? But the King James Version, these European Americans, let's be honest, they took some out and they changed some stuff around. About a year ago, I started studying from two Bibles. I started studying from the Sefer, and I started studying from the Maccabees. Okay? When I mean to
tell you,
those Bibles open up your understanding and give you everything that was possibly taken out of the Word of God and gives you the original Hebrew translation. I had to step out, and how do I say this to where, it sounds respectful? I had to step out of the whitenies. Let's just say that. How they did the whitenies with the Word of God. Not to saying that everything in the King James Bible is wrong, because it's not, but they made a decision of what they wanted to take out and made a decision of what they didn't understand they remove as well. And I had to go back to the original scroll. Okay? I had to go back to the original scroll, and that's where I got a deeper understanding of Jewish, of, you know, of actually of Hebrew translations. And actually, when you look inside the Sefer, and when you look inside the Maccabees Bible, you discover that the prophetic really surrounds itself around Hebrew and Jewish customs.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. So it is good to study other than your own language. It's good to study the Greek part, the Hebrew part. It's good, the Jewish part. And this is only for people that want to go beyond the norm. Just put it like that. Beyond the norm. I mean, you know the King James Bible, but then you want to go beyond the King James Bible because it's so much that we can learn besides that. Because I was like you, man of God, my hunger had really intensified because I wanted to know beyond the King James Version. And if that you try to explain it to some people, they look at you like you're crazy. That's why everybody does have that hunger, man of God. Everybody does not have that hunger, but they are missing out on so much. So I be telling people, I say sometimes you got to go beyond what your leader teach, because they're going to only teach so much, man of God. But if you are hungry enough, you will go beyond what they teach. And with this here, Rosh Hashanah, we know it's only for 3 days, that Monday evening through that Wednesday evening. So
yes.
Can it also be done the whole year as well?
Yes, it actually can be practiced. And a lot of people, woman of God, they
mm-hmm.
think that if you celebrate it beyond how it's supposed to be celebrated, that it's taken out of context,
yes.
or it actually is becoming pagan. And that's not necessarily
mm-hmm.
the case, because all it is
right.
is a celebration of overcoming and
right.
recovering. You should never stop overcoming and recovering everything you lost.
Right.
In fact, to
sure.
those who have really lost, I wouldn't blame them for celebrating it all year, because who wouldn't want to
mm-hmm.
go into recovery?
Yes. Wow. So this is not for everybody. Just to put it point blank, man of God, this is not for everybody. And just like you say, some people are going to be confused, but really you don't have to be confused. You can go in and you can ask God to give you what you need to know about this, because I was excited, because I myself can testify, say, God, I want to go beyond. I want to go beyond to know what is really going to happen, or what's going to happen for this year. So basically, we got to focus on this in order for God to do what he really needs to do. So, man of God, how can you encourage the ones who want to really know more about this Jewish holiday?
Woman of God, I'm going to tell you, I took my local church, and
mm-hmm.
I took my sons and daughters in the faith, and I began to teach
okay.
them recently.
Mm-hmm.
I began to teach
yeah.
them what I have studied. You know, the Bible
yeah.
tells us that he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness will be filled. You know, it's very important.
Yeah.
I felt that it was time to cross. How should I say that? I felt
cross
it was time to cross the people of
yeah.
God over into
mm-hmm.
something more heavy, so that they can understand
yeah.
and they can get better to their purpose. And it went over extremely well. It went over extremely
yeah.
well, and they understood, because I've been preparing them and because I've been teaching
yeah.
it for the past couple of months, they understood.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I did was, for example, the night of the night of New Year's Eve, when we always bring in New Year's together in the natural, you know, in the
mm-hmm.
in the world's way, I actually
yeah.
did what they did at the beginning of the start of Rosh Hashanah. And I
mm-hmm.
got out, and I never done it in so long, but I got out my shofar. And
mm-hmm.
my shofar, I blew my shofar. And that was to
yeah.
send warning to let the enemy know that our Rosh Hashanah has just begun. So
I've actually
been able to assist the people of God in crossing them over.
Mm-hmm.
And now they understand the significance of the shofar. They understand the significance
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
of the prayer shawl. They understand
mm-hmm.
The significance of the leavened bread, of the proper
yeah.
procedure of the altar. And woman of God, I never would have got that unless I stepped out of my own understanding and my own religious intellect about how
yes.
stuff should be. So if you hunger
mm-hmm.
and you thirst for the truth, don't automatically turn away from it once you're taught it, because it's not
that's
witchcraft.
It.
It's not something out of order. Try something
that's
new.
It.
And the Bible tells us, try
yes.
the Spirit by the Spirit to see whether it's of God, and watch when you open your intellect and you open your spirit, man, for understanding. Watch how quickly you grow.
Wow, that is so true. Man of God, I thank you so much, and I just want to encourage the people. If y'all have any questions, you are welcome to call in. The number is 319-527-6072. Welcome to call in. Or if you don't have any questions right now, And if something just comes to your mind later, you can email me at faithisthekey, that's one word, 47@gmail.com, and I will get your questions right to the apostle, and I know he will be glad to answer them. I thank you all on today. Our time has been well spent, and this is very important. Go beyond the norm. We are encouraging you. Go beyond the norm. Take God out of a box. Do not limit yourself to one thing. Go after what you want to know more about God. Go after it. It's okay because I'm doing it every day, man of God. I am learning something new every day. Just like the show for, I had dug the importance of it. And really, you just cannot just pick it up and just say, okay, I'm going to blow it. You can't.
That's right.
It has to be a certain atmosphere set before the Lord releases you to blow it. I mean, God has been dealing with me during these 14 days of consecration. I'm not done yet because I know he has so much for the prophets this year. Just like you say, the prophets. This is the year of the prophets. God is putting up some prophets, and he are sitting some of them down because they have spread false words. And so he is raising up some prophets in this season. And people of God, if you know your calling, this is the time right here to get before God and to seek him to really know, what do you want me to do, God? I am open. I am available. This is the time. You can't wait, because whatever God has a commission you to do, you have to say yes now. You can't wait on it.
Yeah.
Man of God, you have two more words to say, and I feel like you got something else for to say.
I just, and woman of God, you said it. This, God is gonna take his people to a predetermined place once the atmosphere is set properly. You know, step out of yourself, leader. Step out of yourself. Cross the people of God over. Don't be scared that they're going to know too much, or don't be scared that you don't have the understanding of it. Just get somewhere where you have some understanding. Every now and then, if I was confused about something, or I'll text B. Thomas. I don't turn around and call and bother him, but I'll text him.
No, ma'am.
Is this correct? Is that correct? It's okay. You're just trying to help the people of God cross over. This is our year. Go forth.
Yes. Oh, I thank you so much, Apostle. I was just going to call you Apostle Thomas. Thank you so much, Apostle AJ. And Apostle AJ, I am waiting on your book. I am definitely waiting on your book.
It's coming, woman of God.
You get with me, and then I can help you with it at no charge. Come on with it.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I can't wait.
Me neither. Thank you, Apostle. I love you so much, and you give your best to your wife and family. You have a blessed week.
Amen. Love you, too. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh,